What's poppin', y'all? What's poppin', man? Hope y'all tap in. I think I hit the wrong button. Hopefully this joint live, though. I don't know. It ain't saying too much of nothing right now. Let me see what we got going on here. Yeah, so, let's see what we got. Okay, we live. Bet. We live. All right, what's popping, y'all, man? Sigmund Riding? What's popping? Suspect. He said, need me a bunker. Yo, that's a fact, son. I ain't gonna lie. I seen the video one time, and they was like in some little metal cave or something. Yeah, but it's crazy. I got some stuff to show y'all. Getz 187, what's popping, my dude? Eric Terence. Kyoko, what's popping? I ain't seen you in a minute, love. Kyoko in the building. Ace Rothstein. You know what I'm saying? North Park Hazy. Tata, what's good? Jazzy Jeff. Emmanuel Brando. Jazzy Fitness. J Monster Beats. 813J. Jaquan Moderese. Damn, it's a lot of J's in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Latasha Jordan. What's popping? How you feeling? Oh, Johnson. I'm sorry. Latricia Johnson. I read your name all wrong. Damn, I didn't butcher the hell out her name. My bad. Tedros, what's going on? Wagwan, he said. Brando. Nasil Mamaliso. Sky Melvin. J. Gwitz. He said, love this channel, man. Appreciate y'all's support, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? Brown Sugar Love, what's going on? Simi Queen here. J Monster Beats, John Park, Mo Green. BP, what's popping, my dude? Who else? Who ain't read already? No Filter Reality Entertainment, what's great, big homie? Ain't none. Red Fox back from the dead. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Red Fox. He came to tap in to show some love. Oh, we got two Tatas in here. All right? Tata got a bootleg one. Ant from the trap was popping. Jordan Whips was popping. All right, so I got some stuff to show y'all real quick, man. Some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? The video is a little lengthy. You know what I'm saying? But I figured I'd share this with y'all, you know, about some underground cities that was found. You know what I mean? Like, now I've heard stories about these underground cities, like, damn, probably about 2000 and 2008, because I first got hip to a lot of this stuff like around 2007, 2008. You know what I'm saying? Before that, I was green. I was out in the world. I ain't know nothing about nothing. But when I first heard about this, like, you know, it was like, damn, you know, I can't doubt that. You know what I'm saying? They got subways and all that stuff out here. But then when I started to realize that they was like planning, you know, certain attacks and all of this stuff. And I'm going to show y'all what I'm exactly talking about, because they're predicting some type of, disturbance. I'll say that, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't try to do fear mongering, but they're predicting some type of disturbance next year, which is ironic because, you know, we always talk about, yo, well, what if they cut out the power? What if they cut out, you know, the banks? And, you know, what if they cut out this and that? And then, you know, just so happens, you know, they're predicting some things might shut down. But, yeah, Jay Wood said Denver Airport. Yeah, that, not only that, too, you know what I'm saying? But there is a bunch of stuff going on, man. KZ said, salute, Jay, my Blobo Wam. Okay, KZ, I think KZ from South Africa, salute to everybody from South Africa, wherever you are, the UK, you know what I'm saying, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Mexico, you know what I'm saying, all my peoples, man, you know what I'm saying, Russia, Argentina, I seen somebody was in here from Chile, you know what I mean, salute to everybody in Chile and all of that. I don't know the time difference, but I appreciate all of y'all, man, word. So yeah, without further ado, let's get to this video real quick, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to this video.
They learned that the US government carved out a secret underground city that they can flee to in case nuclear war breaks out. Raven Rock, like Area 51, is one of the government's most classified projects, titled Continuity of Government, or Project COG. And one individual who worked down there for 3.5 years for the first time ever spoke on camera, describing to Vice what it's like down there. Located 768 feet below ground, it can withstand a direct nuclear hit. It's protected by not only one, but 2 3.5-foot-thick doors, weighing 30 tons each, and is built on top of springs to survive the shockwaves of a nuclear blast. He describes how there are 5 separate 3-story buildings, and of the 15 floors in total, each are big enough to hold 50 to 80 offices. It's described as an underground city because they have a cafeteria, barbershop, massive water reservoirs, generators, a crematorium, post office, medical facilities, and a command center capable of operating a nuclear war front. And although this was created for the threat that never arrived in the 1950s, in 2023, some spring cleaning may be in order.
And we both talked about how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. In addition to that,
this.
Just a quick update. It's Saturday, I believe. And here's the truck I've been driving for the last few days for Wilson Logistics. This trailer just was assigned to us from Kraft over at the Kraft Foods plant. And we're delivering it here to what's called the Springfield Underground. And that is, as you can see behind me, this giant cave that's big enough to house hundreds of these trucks and trailers. There's a train track running through here. Just to give you an idea, back here there's a regular sized truck. See how tall that is up there? It's just incredible. Anyway, having a great time, learning lots.
I'm sure there's some of you out there that knew about this place, but for the majority of us, I don't think we knew about this place. So I watched a video of a high-ranking guy taking this news agency around in this underground facility. And what he said is this place is so big, they have upwards of 500 employees. And he said that they have 500 to 600 trailer trucks come through there daily. I mean, look, is this not crazy? I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and it's gargantuous. He also said in this facility that it's primarily food. Like you saw in that video with that truck driver, Kraft Food is contracting out this other truck business to take food down there. And this is not ran all by one company. All of this space down there is leased. It's leased to whoever buys it, probably to the highest bidder in some cases. Now it gets really interesting here in a minute, but he also says that they're expanding another 1 million square feet. They've already got 3.5 miles of road system down there. Some of you might be asking, well, where in the heck is this? It's called Springfield Underground, and I believe it's located in Missouri. And the guy also said that they have another location on the west side that they're developing that I don't think too many people know about, even the people that know about this one. So not only do they got 500 to 600 trailer trucks coming through here a day, they've also got BNSF coming through with trains. They've got railroad tracks coming through the underground. I mean, look, they've got huge railroad track systems that come through here and deliver huge boxcars of probably food. The main guy also mentioned that they have a huge area down there that has a huge stockpile of PPE, personal protective equipment, in case of a catastrophe, an emergency. Now, I know a lot of you people are shocked about this. Like, I had no idea that this place existed. And the crazy thing is it's so deep down into the ground. Look how deep it is. I mean, that is considered underground. So with that, there's a lot of people out there that are suspicious about everything that goes on down there because it's a restricted area, gates and everything. One person mentioned that there's a lot of cover-up companies that are ran by the GOV that lease a ton of space and are stockpiling tons of food down there. Stockpiling food during food shortages or expected food shortages, maybe even causing or justifying some of the food shortages. Now, I don't know if these suspicions are accurate, but having 3.5 miles of storage down there does seem a little suspicious. And given the feeling that truck driver had going down there, With a big company like Kraft contracting out private trucks to bring tons of food down there? Now, it might be completely normal, but like I said, there's tons of suspicion on who exactly is leasing a lot of this space. And the president did say that they had a long conversation about increasing and disseminating more rapidly food shortages. Very ironic that that would be caused, right? And that's the buzz right now. Tucker did a thing last night. Check out what he had to say.
Last spring in March, at a press conference in Brussels, Joe Biden explained that the sanctions he was imposing against Russia, while morally necessary, were also going to cause food shortages around the world, including here in the United States. It's going to be real, he said. Now, Biden said this in a very odd way. There was no hint or panic, emotions you'd expect from a leader predicting the deaths of human beings from starvation. None of that. Instead, there was pure nonchalant casualness. Biden could have been describing the weather or a trip to the dry cleaners. It's going to be real. When he met with the group, Biden said, they spoke about, quote, how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. That's what Joe Biden said, verbatim. It's on tape. So here you have the president of the United States pledging to increase food shortages at a press conference. Now, that seemed like a newsworthy event, but not a single news organization in this country seemed to notice it happened, nor did the White House correct it. But others were watching, so within days, that clip wound up on social media, and Facebook flagged it immediately as, quote, false news. Now, strictly speaking, that's untrue. There's nothing false about the video. It was entirely real. No one can test that. But apparently, Facebook users were supposed to understand that Joe Biden is senile, and therefore he's not accountable for his own words. Taking Joe Biden literally qualifies as, quote, misinformation. Now, we'll leave that whole episode for you to assess. We can't know what Joe Biden was thinking, if anything, when he uttered those words in Brussels. We can only tell you what happened afterward. Strange disasters began to beset food processors all over the United States. In April, the next month, the headquarters of one of this country's largest organic food distributors was destroyed in a fire, cause unknown. The next month, in a single week actually, two separate private plane crashes took out two separate food processing centers. One plane hit a General Mills plant in Georgia. The other plane hit a food plant in Idaho. By the way, back in February, a boiler explosion obliterated a potato processing plant in Oregon, and so on. So even people who aren't given to connecting the dots, who don't think of themselves as conspiracy nuts, began to wonder, is there something here?
145 top secret facilities that you know about.
Well, you know, everyone talks about Area 51. That's an old one. A more state-of-the-art one is actually in the Dugway Proving Grounds, which is in Utah.
I'm going to put a picture up of it right now.
That's a big one at Dugway. It's underground, goes out. It's about 1,300 square miles.
What's in there?
All this stuff. Technologies, the craft, the operations. So what happened is that when he got to the site, there was about a 6x6 pod, and they towed it up on the ship. And it wasn't the whole craft. The whole craft had gone down, but apparently there was some sort of one molded thing. And there were four, I'm going to use his language, little men that looked like the color of a Sicilian, but 39 inches tall, no hair, and also no external ears, no pinna, flaps, very fine featured. But the reason he contacted me, and this is why this is so funny, you know, I've debriefed over a thousand men on this. He said, I can't figure out how they got in and out of their uniforms. So they had a one-piece uniform. Now, no zipper and no buttons and no visible way they could get them out of this thing. And he says, how do they put them on?
Here you can see the ventilation shafts of Derinkuyo Underground City. When you arrive there, you'll immediately notice them. Unfortunately, you cannot look through this metal cover, but once you are inside, there is one area, you walk through a tunnel and you come by this impressive ventilation shaft to your left. When you look down there, you get a feeling of how deep this underground city actually is, since only a few levels are open to public. For more videos about the underground cities of Cappadocia and other ancient sites, please subscribe to our channel.
Yeah. So, apparently, they planning some BS. Now, these underground cities are, you know, all over the world. It's just not, you know, the places that they name. They all over the world. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy. So, when I see stuff like this with the food shortages and, you know, they have underground cities, you don't think these people got bunkers down there? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure people like Oprah own one, Bill Gates own one, you know, Warren Buffett, all of these people own bunkers, you know what I'm saying, in these underground cities, these caves. Now, I want to point out something that makes a lot of sense. Now, we seen Joe Biden actually said that they want to enforce food shortages, right? So let's take a look at this. All right, let's take a look here. So this is an article that was said yesterday. The United Nations set to call on Americans to reduce meat consumption. So I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't want to be a vegetarian or a vegan. You know what I'm saying? I choose not to live my lifestyle like that. But, you know, these people in power are, you know, forcing us to go in that direction. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, starve us out or something. You know what I'm saying? Starve us out. You know, then you know, all of these people that's in these underground bunkers, when the ish hit the fan, they're going to be surviving. You know what I'm saying? I think it did say that the war will last. Damn, what was it say? It says something in the Bible. The war will last for decades or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And these individuals will be down in these underground cities reproducing until all of the mess that's above them is over with. You know what I'm saying? And to reduce this, you know, reduce meat consumption and carbon, you know, cows are... I don't want to eat bugs, my nigga. I don't want to eat bugs. I choose not to. That's my personal opinion. I don't want to eat no bugs and caterpillars and lantern flies. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go to one of these civil meetings, I think they call them, whatever. I think I'm going to go down to one. You know what I'm saying? And make a statement. You know what I mean? I'm for real, though. Yeah, Jaquan Madera said, I love chicken, though. Me too. You know what I'm saying? Me too, man. Life goes on. What's popping? Let me read some of y'all comments, man. Soil and Green is people. Yeah. Hey, stay blessed, man. Watch your mouth, son. He said, I ain't even going to repeat that. That do sound crazy. Yeah, now lab-grown been approved. Yeah, lab-grown been approved. Some of y'all eat bugs, man. All right, so another thing I want to show y'all since we on the topic of that. So this has been going over, going through a lot of what they say. This has been a public announcement on a lot of platforms as of recently. So they say an Earth will be bombarded by intense solar storms next year. How do they know this? They plan everything. Scientists predict we'll reach solar maximum in 2024. Just what a coincidence. Just 6 years before 2030. With flares strong enough to cripple the world's internet for weeks. So if the internet goes out, your phones don't work, your banks don't work. Okay, what else don't work? Nothing works. Your GPS don't work. You can't go nowhere without internet, son. You know what I'm saying? You can't go nowhere without the internet, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, how do they know that this is going to take place? I mean, I'm pretty sure they got a button or something. Let's read y'all what y'all talking about in the chat real quick, man. It said, chicken man-made. You think it was chickens in the Bible and in Egypt? Be for real. Chicken in the desert? Yeah, that's a good point, too. That is a good point, man. You know, but let's be honest here, man. This American diet that we eating, man, this not even, you know, this ain't really our food. You know what I'm saying? Hamburgers and hot dogs, you know, this ain't really our food. We eating somebody else's diet. I don't know if it's German or European. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't. I don't know, man. They call this American diet, but it's literally trash. Hamburgers and all of this stuff. Just listen to the name. Hamburger. Frankfurter. Hamburger. Hamburger. Frankfurter. Pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's just... It don't even sound... You know what I'm saying? Imagine the worst case scenario and get ready for that. Yeah, man. I don't know. These underground cities is definitely real. I saw a video of a dude... In California, and he recorded the Jimmy Kimmel show at, and it should still be on YouTube, but he recorded where the Jimmy Kimmel show be at, and then he said under there they had like some underground cities, but the Jimmy Kimmel show was recorded in the Freemason building, so. I don't know if they got underground cities up under there, but it don't seem far-fetched, you know what I'm saying? It don't really seem far-fetched, you know what I'm saying? Yo, for real, man. Shit crazy, son. Shit crazy. Niggas talking about Soylent Green. They're coming sooner than you expect. You gonna starve us out or what you gonna do? How you gonna deal with it? You know what I'm saying? Word up, man. H. Rolstein said, now I identify myself as a farmer. Where my overalls at? Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You ain't going to really be able to grow crop unless you have livestock. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they could do nothing with livestock, but, you know, they got some type of new laws going on with the farmers, agriculture, I just say. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't grow certain things. You know what I'm saying? And... what I see, when these people start putting the pressure on us, man, like, you know, how you gonna get around that? You know what I mean? Unless you got it fenced off and when they come knocking on your door, you know, you ready to go all out. That's the only way. CB3 said, LOL, I'll take American food over hands, feet, armpits, knees, and toes. Food from other countries. Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, yo, we all guilty of it, right? We all guilty of it, man, but I see they be going crazy. Maya said, Maya Morris, salute to Maya Morris. They definitely have underground city societies, especially underneath a Freemason establishment, Denver Airport too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I saw that, I was like, damn, you know, like. Yeah, they said, the one said, not even our original diet. But I'm just trying to figure out, how can they predict this with the internet going out? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when the internet go out, you going to say, okay, the banking system, we can't find your money. We can't find your money, so you got to start over. We're going to give you this card, the CBDC card. And, you know, you only allowed to take out $75 a day. You know what I'm saying? Like how do they know this is gonna take place? Because, you know, I really don't like F with NASA. Like I really think a lot of NASA stuff is fake. You know, when it comes to scientists, you know, we gotta pay attention to them because they planning the direction that we going in. You know, scientists, they get together and come up with master plans, and then, you know what I'm saying, this is the way the direction of the world goes. You know, don't just think it's a bunch of Klaus Schwab and all of these foreign people sitting at a table coming up with master plans. They have scientists backing them. Everything is all connected. You know what I'm saying? The banking systems, the Council of 13, all of these people sit together to direct where we are going in the near future. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Like, don't just be small-minded and, you know, assume that, okay, well, they only gonna focus on this. Like, nah. Yeah, Life Goes On said they are always up to something. You know what I mean? I agree, man. It's a plant. It's called a planet for a reason. Yo, that's deep. That's deep as hell. Science is the new religion, Belzy said. Yeah. Yeah, because they want to do away with a lot of these a lot of these beliefs and stuff like that, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Yeah, they want to do away with a lot of this stuff, man. 6 years away from 2030. And they moving fast, Billy Batson. They moving fast with a lot of this stuff, man. But see, they keep us distracted with the nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't really paying attention to it. But that's why you got to have people like myself that use their platform to tell you what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, they want to give us GMO food. Yeah, it's already in stores now, man. GMO food is already in stores. You can get plant-based anything. You know what I'm saying? Plant-based anything, man. What's next? They're going to start bootlegging. I mean, everything is fake. I ain't going to lie to you. Everything is fake. You know what I'm saying? I can't even go into details. Somebody eating human flesh without even knowing. Mickey D's and chicken filet. Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's crazy in itself. Prepping you. You know what I'm saying? Prepping you. Y'all remember that? They called it cell-based meat, right? Celebrity-based meat. Where you could take pieces of Kanye or Kim Kardashian or Blac Chyna or whoever, Rick Ross, and they would make a hamburger out of it, and then you could eat your favorite celebrity. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is they just prepping us for cannibalism? And we, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, they got Kraft macaroni and cheese noodles down here in this cave. You know what I'm saying? They got all kind of garbage. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, Lay's potato chips down here. You know what I'm saying? I don't doubt that. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. When I look at these tunnels and all of that, I don't doubt that they're driving, you know, these trucks down there to deliver food for these individuals. Like, they're going to have their own city. Their own city. And then when everything is all messed up and destroyed, right? They're going to come back up from underground because they got to have, you know, they want to have oxygen. But they're going to wait till everything is over with. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come back underground and live in these 15-minute cities. You know what I'm saying? They're going to live in these 15-minute cities. And everyone will have the mark of the beast on them. The jab was a pretrial to say, who's going to get down with this? You know what I'm saying? If the internet goes out, the world is going to go into chaos, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because now, look at this. If the internet goes out, your lights go out. Why would your lights go out, Jay? They ain't got nothing to do with electricity. Yes, it does, because now the electricity companies are ran by computers. So if you lose the internet, the damn electricity won't do what it's supposed to do. You think the electricity is going to stay on off the internet? Everything is ran off computers now. Think about how much around you relies on computers. Your cars, your cell phones, your computers, your lights. Some of y'all got all kind of gadgets and stuff in your crib. None of that shit gonna work. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit gonna work. Salute Corey Gibson. He said, have you seen Leave the World Behind? Nah, but I'm gonna check that out though. I'm gonna definitely check that out today. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, dog, for the you know what I'm saying? For the two slice, you up? Michael Lano said, except for the chosen one. I must be missing what y'all talking about. I'm not in the chat, so I'm over here venting. Yeah, let's see what they talking about. Billions 8K said, what's going on, Jay? Ain't nothing, my nigga, you know, just chilling. Talking this talk about, you know, what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff people are not aware of, like, you know. And I said, I don't want to fear monger. Like, I'm not into that. Like, you know, I take a little bit of a different approach, you know what I'm saying, of not trying to scare people into, you know what I'm saying, because the world is already effed up, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's people out there that are trying to figure out, like, yo, listen, I got bills to pay, so I'm not thinking about it. If this shit go down, well, then so be it, all right? Niggas is tired of this place anyway, know what I'm saying? But that's a form of depression, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to stay strong, man. Michael Lano said the internet will go out for sure. Right, but that's what I'm saying. If the internet goes out, think about how much we rely on the internet. You know what I'm saying? This in the fourth industrial revolution, right, which is the fourth great reset is what they're going to call it. Things are going to change and we're going to be living through the internet of all things. You know what I'm saying? And then when they restart this internet back up, people like myself will no longer exist on YouTube because they're going to have a new structure on how information is delivered. Okay, so if you go on the internet, you know, it's going to be certain things that you're going to be able to learn and certain things you can't be able to learn. This is why websites like the dark web exist, right? Although if they decide to get rid of that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of information will be withheld from, you know, civilization. You know what I'm saying? But the way that they're structuring this, from my point of view, is that they want to take out the internet, okay, and then cause chaos. Now, when the internet goes out, all right, like I said, everything else will basically fall behind. They can't just cut the power out because then it's like, yo, well, get your ass up on the light post and fix it. You understand? Like, you know, we had a blackout back in 2003 in New York that lasted, I think, about 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And within those 3 days, you know, you could kind of feel the aggravation from people after day two because, it, mind you, this happened in the summertime. You know, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? I remember my man's Kev. They was fighting on the roof and all this. My man's almost threw him off the roof. It was crazy around that time. And it was pitch black. So you think if my man Kev would have fell off the roof, anybody would have known that he fell off the roof? It was nothing going on. Mind you, back in 03, there was no cameras. You know what I'm saying? So now, if everything is ran off of the internet, you know what I'm saying? It's going to cause a chaos. People are not even paying attention to that. It's going to cause a chaos, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything is it's structured that way. You know what I mean? It's basically structured that way. Jewel, what's popping? How you feeling? Art, my man Art in here, he said, Maud. D. Allen Warren, salute. What's popping, man? J. Monster Beats, when the internet goes out, how can we receive the emergency alerts? That's a good point. You know what I'm saying? Because your phone won't work. Salute my man Jackson Dang, man, for the Cash App, dog. He said, yo, it's popping, man. Thank you, Jackson Dang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Marie, some of y'all in the chat said, still blessed, said Satan has 3.5 years to convince the unbelievers. Heads are going to roll. Yeah, man, people, I don't know, man, people are, you know, easily going with a lot of this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Belgie says CERN is the backup. Yeah, they've been on that. Yeah, order out of chaos. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man. Yeah, man, you know, I try not to fearmonger and all of that, but I do want to give people, you know, some insight on this stuff, man. Like, you know, and don't be blind to it. You know what I'm saying? Because if it happens and you just sitting up here not even prepared for it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all what to do straight up, man. Get you some type of form of protection, you know what I'm saying, to protect your physical body, because if they shut this ish down, okay, just say next year it gets, they claiming it on a solar or whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say they shut this crap down, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? For weeks? How many weeks? They ain't say how many weeks. Could be 16 weeks. Could be 120 weeks. Could be 500 weeks. No internet for 500 weeks. No electricity for 500 weeks. I mean, you don't think people gonna be out here wilding? You know what I'm saying? And then by the time they turn it back on, everything is normal again. Well, here go Klaus Schwab. Well, we want to make sure that the information that is delivered to the average citizen, they see that they cannot go on the internet and find out what they want to find out. So we will deliver all news to all humanity. Pieces of shit. Belly said, need to get grow lights. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Time is definitely speeding up. Influence is gonna wild out the most. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's gonna be because YouTube is already crashing. You know what I'm saying? It's already going down. Y'all see my views every day. And I'm not the only one that's suffering. Everybody, except for the white people that sold their soul. You know what I mean? What's the guy's name? Neon and all of them. Aiden Ross and all. They thriving. Mr. Beast, they thriving. They, you know, the Zionists got them good. They good. Don't worry. We'll fake your views. We'll fake your views. So everyone can, you know, they'll think you're rich. All right, here's a check. All right, we're just gonna buy views. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell y'all, man, it's crazy, man. Like this world that we living in is screwed up, man. But like I said, I don't want to fearmonger and, you know, scare people. But that underground cities crap is real, son. That's proof that it's real. Like, you delivering food underground, like, that should raise a red flag in itself. You delivering food underground? Why? Like, why? Doesn't some of that food have an expiration date? Like, people gonna be eating old oodles and noodles and, you know what I'm saying? And all of this stuff, like, the food has an expiration date. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Yeah, they said, Omerta said, they took the oath. That's a fact. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see, it's hard to reach. Like, I don't know. Sometimes this shit is weird. It do what it want to do. It go up and then, you know what I'm saying? Then it go down. I don't know what the hell they doing with this platform. But they need to get it together, man. You know what I'm saying? And I understand every time, I said this before, around the fourth quarter every year, okay, they don't want to pay out. It's like YouTube is doing a cutback or something. So they turn off people notifications. They don't want to pay out before Christmas. You know, it's just like them jobs. You get fired before Christmas and all of this. Right, you've been a good employee this year. We'll keep you, but we're going to cut your hours. Same shit. You know what I'm saying? Same exact thing. Yeah, the neighbor next door is on a breathing machine. It's on electricity. You know what I'm saying? But it's CJ Monster. That's up to us to be like, yo, you know, we got to... I mean, we can't breathe for them, but, you know, we gotta help them type of people, man, if we can. If they ain't an asshole neighbor, you know, if they an asshole neighbor, just, you know, let them perish. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Let them perish. But, you know, if they, you know, need assistance and need help, you know what I'm saying? By all means, we should help them, man. You get the government cheese if you listen. Yo, that's a good point. The cheese line gonna come up crazy. The cheese line? Yo, that's a good point, the one. Yeah, that's a good point, son. You know what I'm saying? Michael Leno said, you have way more views than they giving you credit for. I mean, I try not to focus on that, man. Like, you know, I just want to keep people informed. Read a few of y'all comments real quick. There's a video that Cat said. There's a video that speaks on them having underground farms using fake sun, and they got water running perfectly fine down there. Wow, wow, wow. But you know what's so crazy, Cat? I don't even doubt that, because they already tried it with the bullcrap sun earlier. Like earlier this year, when New York turned orange. I'm telling y'all, I put this on everything I love. That sun was not real, son. When God gave us all a sense of smell, taste, and whatever the hell else, you know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact, my spider senses was like, that sun ain't real, son. You can't get no nutrients from that sun. It was like when you put a magnifying glass over an ant, it was like that. It wasn't even a real sun. So, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. 13 Linstar said, you my hero, Jay. I'm glad to be someone's hero out here. You know what I'm saying? Psych L333, Shambhala. Shambhala. Well, what's popping to you? I think that's an, I don't know what language that is, but salute to you. Salute to Q. Q, all right, said, oh, we got somebody from Asia here. Fake ramen noodles packed in stores are plastic with extreme salt anyways. Right, but here's the thing. If all of this, if they shut down the food supplies, and, you know, we saw that movie, y'all saw that movie, Bird Box, right? I think it was Bird Box, and they was in the store trying to, it was a movie I saw, I can't remember the name, and they was trying to find food, there was nothing on the shelves, and then eventually, you know what I'm saying, they start eating each other. I don't know if that was Bird Box or something, but I saw that movie before, and they was all harbored in the supermarket, and there was no food in there. Yo, listen, man, Hollywood know what the hell they doing. I was going to show y'all another video. Matter of fact, I got time today. I'm going to show y'all another video. Look at these damn rappers, man. This is what I'm talking about. These people will sell us out in a heartbeat, son. I'm just going to show y'all this. But now, they all control puppets any damn way. So, if you made it this far, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll save that for another day. I can't do that all at once. I was going to show y'all, but I'll save that for another day. Young Blitz said, did y'all hear about the... Hold on, I got to read that shit. Hold up, my nigga. Hold up. Let me go. Because he said, did y'all hear about out in Oregon, 400 people have been diagnosed with hepatitis and HIV. Yo, but listen, in Oregon, there's an Oregon card in the Illuminati card game, and I'm gonna be right. Let me make sure I say this correctly, cause that's crazy. There's a lot. They test a lot of you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of Illuminati card game. They test a lot of diseases out there, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show y'all the Oregon card. I'm gonna show y'all the Oregon card real quick, man. Cause I talked about this. I definitely talked about this, man. And hold on. It's kind of crazy that you just said that, my dude. Cause they've been playing around with ish for mad long. So this is the Oregon card in the Illuminati card game right here. It says a disaster. This is an instant attack to destroy any place except a huge one. It does not require an action. What is it? Its power is 10. If the attack succeeds, the target is devastated. If the die roll succeeds more than 5, the target is completely destroyed. So you see the dude right here with the on his hand and the cows. It's all on the mountains. It's on the axe. I'm trying to tell you, man. People don't play fair, dude. People don't play fair. You know what I'm saying? But let me read y'all in the chat, man, and I'm going to get the hell on. Something's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. Of course it is. You know what I'm saying? You think we're going to live happy-go-lucky forever? They already playing with stuff. They raise. It's inflation right now. Anywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you could say, yo, my money's a little tighter than it was during the summer. Yeah, because we getting hit with inflations, dog. And this gonna last like 10 years, they said. You know what I'm saying? They said this so-called recession, they don't want to call it a recession. You know what I'm saying? The government can't call it a recession just to make sure people don't panic. But they said this crap's for the last 10 years. You know what I'm saying? 10 years? Like, what? 2033, you mean to tell me I gotta deal with gas prices high until 2033? Come on, man. Then when you come back, you're gonna tell us, yeah, get this chip if you wanna get further in life. No thank you, sir. What happened on that card? Looks something like COVID. Yeah, it was a disease that actually took place in Oregon. Disease. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they... Yeah, here you go. Was this it? Let me show y'all. I'm going to show y'all this because it definitely happened. And right around before that card came out, It was a disease that was, it was making people limbs fall off. You know what I'm saying? It was making people limbs fall off, and hold on, I'm gonna get it for y'all, and then, let me see. Damn, what was the name of that damn sickness, man? You know, I gotta stay sharp, cause it was a sickness that happened in Oregon, man. And people was dying, and they wasn't even reporting it. They wasn't even talking about it, which was crazy to me. You would think that they would. Community living is the answer. People living together in common unity. Yeah, but I think that only applies to them people in 15-minute cities and them underground cities, because when ish hit the fam, all of these criminals are going to be able to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? This is why the laws are depleted. All of these criminals are going to be able to do what they want to do. They're going to be kicking in doors, robbing stores, and snatching whores. I promise you this, man. I promise you this, man. So you better get your ish together, son. You know what I'm saying? And all that kumbaya shit, it's a wrap for that. It's a wrap for that. You want to hold hands with your neighbor. If you want, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble, dog. Trying to tell you. Jay, keep telling us the truth, even if it's bitter. I have to, Sheila. I got to. I can't sit up here and lie to y'all and, you know what I'm saying? Watch mud floods flow into those underground cities. Now, they got that well taken care of, I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? They built this shit to have air vents. So you don't think that they got like a pipeline down there for the mud to just flow right through just in case? You know what I'm saying? They got all of that design, trust me. They only showed you half of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That thing go for miles. For miles and miles and miles. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm trying to tell you this. Look, y'all. That joint go for miles, man. Look at this. Look how deep that is, man. That joint go for miles, dude. Talking about a mudslide, they got all type of stuff. Like, you know how, look, they got lights down there, bro. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jay Falconer said, kumbaya, y'all shit is really a rap. But yeah, all of that kumbaya holding hands and all that. Shit, man, listen, man, you better get it. Better get your mind right. I got my mind right, money right, ready for war. You know what I'm saying? We said that, Mev Bleak. Got my mind right, money right, ready for war. Better be ready for war. You know what I'm saying? Like he said in that song, your life's a lie, but here's the truth. You ain't hyped to die, but you hyped to shoot. All right, I'm off this, man. I'm going to read some of y'all in the chat. Said it looked like a movie scene. It sure do. You know what I'm saying? Mary said, yup, in some houses up to 5,000 people, and that's just one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All of these people that are in power, when they get the cold word, because they only going to have the cold word. When they get the cold word to go down there in them bunkers, they going to dip on us. And then everything going to hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be going to war with the military and the police and all of this stuff. And these rich white folks, well, I can't even call them white because it's going to be black people too down there. But these rich mofos, they going to have all of this stuff, you know what I'm saying, living in civilization underground while chaos is going above them. You know what I'm saying? Above them. If you got money to afford to live down here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Paper soldiers, yup. I just have Discord and YouTube. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you, Kyogo. Appreciate you. Shawn Michaels said, Jay, what you talk about crime rate rising is in the Rockefeller documents. They predict what will happen in the future. And that's one of the predictions, including COVID. That's what I'm saying. If we know that a lot of states in America have basically cut off laws, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, if you burn somebody's house up, we're just going to give you a ticket and you can go home. Show up to court, you can go home. Aggravated robbery, attempted murder, you can just go home tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? car thefts. You know, the police ain't even responding to half of this crap no more. Did y'all see this? NYPD, it's like 2,500 police officers. Look, 2,500 police officers quit the NYPD. Look at this. Look, since 2023, let me show y'all this, man. This is crazy, son. Why are we taking this lightly? No, police is quitting. Police quitting now. Let me show y'all. I'ma show y'all, cause I ain't got no shame in my game. I'ma show you. Police quitting. You go to certain states, police ain't even responding to certain crimes. Like, what am I doing? Look at this. NYPD cops leave force in alarming rate. Over 2,500 turning badges so far in 2023. Them niggas is like, man, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here, man. I ain't got time for this, man. I'm out of here, man. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. So when the police get on their bullish, the ones that's still there, mind you, think about the migrants. You know what I'm saying? Think about the migrants. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start hiring them with no documentation. You know what I'm saying? They'll go out with a bang for $22 an hour. They go out with a bang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the ones that end Latino, yeah. Alex Jones sold out. Yeah, I still ride with Alex Jones. I ain't gonna front. You know, I came into a lot of this knowledge through him, so I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I can't even crap on a dude. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot of this stuff in like 2007, 2008. And it scared the shit out of me. I ain't gonna lie. It scared the shit out of me. You know what I mean? Never was the same again. You know, it's like when you see it, you can't unsee it. You know what I mean? And then you just go down a deeper rabbit hole because you start to see a lot of this stuff taking place. I remember he was talking about the Amero coin in 2008, the Amero coin. Then years later, 10 years later, all of a sudden, Bitcoin just jumps out of the woodworks. Yeah, Bitcoin, invest in cryptocurrency. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, Bitcoin? What, is this the Amero coin? Because I heard about that. You know what I'm saying? They just changed the name. You know what I mean? Central bank and digital currencies, everything. Yeah, I remember all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Michael Boscovich, really? Alex Jones? I thought he was legit, man. Listen, man, Mike, don't go with anybody else's narrative. Believe what you want to believe, bro. People going to say all kind of crap in the comments. You know what I'm saying? People going to say all kind of crap in the comments. They called me a shill. They was like, Jay, you, I don't know, Jay, you a shill, man. You a sellout, man. How am I a sellout if I'm telling you the truth? Okay, I could see if I was up here doing backflips and clapping my hands like a monkey, but I ain't doing none of that shit. I'm trying to tell you what the hell going on. So, Mike, follow your own thoughts, man. Whatever people say in the comments, that's their opinion. You know what I'm saying? You can't let people, you know, deter you to believe. I still rock with Alex Jones. I don't think he's...